Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got another new friend this hour. Two new friends this hour. Caleb Barlow is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Caleb has become my friend, and he's about to be yours. He is he's with IBM's Integrated Systems Group, which is the Lotus Foundation Group. And he's it's an organization that's doing a lot of good stuff for small businesses, and he's here to talk to us about how to convert from a peer-to-peer environment, which many of us have, which all of us start out with basically, to a server-based system, that type of a centralized computing system. And we're going to get him to help us with this. Caleb Barlow, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Did I say that right? Is that a good way to say that?
Well, I think that, so I'm from the Lotus Software Division of IBM.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, what we're really focused on today, Jim, is talking about a whole new model of how to approach IT in a small business, which, you know, as you and I have talked about, is not an easy thing. I mean, you know, if you're a small business owner, moving from, you know, maybe having a couple of desktops that are networked together to getting ready to maybe buy your first server and have backups, you know, ready to go and have a place to store files and emails and things like that, that's not an easy transition to make. And we've got a what we think is a new way to approach that problem.
Well, let's start out talking a little bit about let's bring everybody into the under the tent here. We got you know, everybody out there. I say everybody. Most small business owners started out like just like me. One computer, one person sitting at a, you know, at a roll top or a corner in the den, or maybe downstairs in the basement or something like that. Most small business owners start out like that. You got one computer, and then, you know, you grow and you buy this. I remember when I bought my second computer. I couldn't have felt any better if I'd gone public that day, the day I bought my second computer. And, you know, and then you buy another one, et cetera, et cetera. And as you say, you link them together over time. I've been in business long enough that we didn't have networks back, or at least not for small business owners, back in the day. But over time, you were able to connect them up with networks, and I've done it two or three different ways. And then what I want to talk about first, Caleb, is what is it? What are the motivations? What are the things that a small business is experiencing? How do they know when it's time to leave the peer-to-peer, which is what I just described, the peer-to-peer relationship, desktop to desktop? Everybody has their own hard drive. Everybody has their own software programs on their computers, et cetera. What is happening in a business when they feel that they need to leave peer-to-peer and go to a server-based environment?
Well, I think a lot has changed in the last few years. And, you know, I mean, a lot of small businesses used to operate on the paradigm that, you know, you maybe had a couple of workstations. Occasionally you sent files around. But what's changed is that, you know, even small businesses today have rather sophisticated IT needs. I mean, I think, you know, I like to pick on dentists because everybody has one. But I'll tell you, you know, my own dentist, you know, he's just a guy in a small town. Got, I don't know, maybe a half dozen hygienists, but he's got digital patient records, he's yeah. got digital x-rays. I mean, this is a sophisticated IT environment.
And it's the thing, what you just described is the thing that's made it exciting to be a small business owner, because the playing field has been leveled so much for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you're a small retail shop, right, I mean, you know, it's pretty rare nowadays, at least in the U.S., to walk into even a small retail environment and not see a point-of-sale system versus an old-fashioned cash register.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
You know, so I think the answer to your question is it's happening just about the same time people are moving from the home office now, you know, because a lot of small businesses start at home or in the basement or where have you, to, you know, about the time you get a storefront or put a shingle out is probably about the time to, nowadays, to think about buying a server, because there's a lot of benefits to that.
Well, in back in the day, as I said a minute ago, when I was adding computers to my peer-to-peer environment in those days, servers weren't really an option for a small business. Back in those days, I mean, it was a lot more cumbersome and a lot more expensive, and it just made more sense to buy another $2,000 computer. But today things are different. Caleb, I'm going to have to take a quick break because we got to sell some things. But today things are different, folks. There's a lot of new capability out there that makes perhaps your second computer that you may buy actually maybe it should be a server. Or if you've already got a large peer-to-peer network, maybe your next move is to a server, and it's not as complicated as it used to be. In fact, today is pretty easy. 20-tail. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Caleb Barlow.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 17-till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We'll book it for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff, including my blog, which is there. We post something on there. To my blog, I post something there several times a week. And also my knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. You can link to it from there. You can check out my newsletter. You can see a sample newsletter and subscribe if you'd like, which we would like for you to do. It's free, too. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. We're in our 10th year of the newsletter. Haven't missed a weekly publication in nine and a half years now. And of course, you can. If you got 5 seconds, folks. If you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something there for you, and everything under the small business sun. Caleb Barlow is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our new friend. He is IBM integration executive with the Lotus Foundations Group, the Lotus Software Group, and his product is Lotus Foundations. I'm going to get him to tell us about that in a little bit. Caleb, we're talking about going from a peer-to-peer. Am I correct in calling it peer-to-peer? That's what I've always thought of it as. If you're not server-based, if you don't have a central processing unit for the whole organization or more multiples of those, it's a peer-to-peer network. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally the way I'd phrase it. I mean, the point is if you got a couple of desktops and laptops and nothing that brings them together, which, frankly, is where everybody starts off.
Right, and they swap share. Sometimes they have a network that they can share files over the network between the computers, or a lot of times they'll take a USB drive, a thumb drive, and they'll swap share files that way or something like that. But you may not share a printer or other devices, but a server situation, a server configuration, is where you have one central unit. And all of the programs are in that unit, right? And you've got your internet connection comes in there, and all of your desktop units operate off of that central server system, right?
Well, yes, and this gives you the ability to not only centralize management of applications, but, you know, one of the biggest things you need in a small business once you start to grow is the ability to back up your data.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, this is a big deal for server
applications, folks, right here, this backup thing.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's not easy to do.
Well, and it isn't easy, and it's not easy, and believe me, folks, I'm speaking from experience. It's not easy to do. So, but now the good news, as I was saying when we went to the break, Caleb, is that there are the server technologies have gotten to the point now where it's very easy and very convenient and not expensive for a small business owner to have a server system.
Well, yeah, and what I want to talk to you about, Jim, is actually a new kind of server. In fact, we call it an appliance. Now, I'm not talking about a washer machine or a dishwasher here, but, you know, what we're talking about is something that has similar characteristics to an appliance. I mean, you don't think about how your dishwasher works.
Right.
You put dishes in and it cleans it. You don't think about how your oven works. So what we're working on are technologies that are what we call appliance-based, meaning, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a server, but it does some things where it actually manages itself. You know, so all of the complexities around, you know, setting it up and, you know, kind of configuring it and wiring up to your network, I mean, that can be pretty daunting for a small business.
Well, see, that's been one of the problems with being server-based is you buying the server, being able to afford the server, deciding to go to that direction was just part of the deal. Then you had to hire somebody to come in and build a rail and wire it all up and connect everybody up.
Exactly, and then more importantly, to maintain the whole thing
and load everything onto the hardware and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, a small law firm or a dentist's office or a real retail establishment, you know, sometimes the small business owner is trying to do that themselves, which can be difficult if they don't have the
right.
skills.
Right.
Or they're paying somebody to do it, and you know, it's not cheap. You know, the other problem out there, and I think this is important for small business owners to understand, the business model that's out there with existing solutions in the market is really predicated on a break-fix model where you're paying an hourly rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, much like the relationship you'd have with a mechanic on your car, right?
Right.
You pay a certain hourly rate, they change the oil, they fix the transmission. Well, same thing with a server. And, you know, we think there might be a better way to handle IT in a small business and also provide a different business model to the person fixing and maintaining that, so we're not in this hourly rate scenario. Because, you know, a lot of bad things happen. I mean, think about your car. How many times have you gone into the mechanic and something needs to get fixed, and you kind of go, you know, maybe I'll get a few more miles out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it finally breaks and you're stuck on the side of the road.
Right.
Well, the same thing can happen with a server, Jim, where, you know, it's not patched, it's not up to date, it's not using
right.
the latest technology.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're stuck on the side of the road with a virus or,
and,
you know, you blew a hard drive or something like that.
And this is where your approach to the appliance comes in.
That's exactly right.
All right. So the appliance... So it answers a lot of those questions. The reason, and that's your nomenclature for the some of the new devices that are out there, is you're calling it an appliance. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to get Caleb to explain to us what that appliance does, and you won't be surprised that he actually has one that they're making available, and we'll talk about that and how that works and how that kind of a device can be good for your small business if you're at that stage in the growth of your business. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
This ain't no place for cruising. All the energy, don't mind.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're still with us. We got still with our good friend Caleb Barlow. Caleb is with the Lotus Foundations Group. Now, Caleb, give me the correct name of your organization. It's part of IBM's Lotus Division. Go ahead.
Yes. So we are the Lotus Foundations team inside of the Lotus Software Division of IBM.
There you go. And now, we've been talking about converting from a peer-to-peer network to a server network, but you've introduced us to this concept of an appliance that you differentiate a little bit from a server. And I know that Lotus Foundations, that's what you guys have. You have the appliance that you want to talk about, and I want you to tell it to us, to explain it to us, because folks, Caleb's done a good job of helping us understand the conversion to server. But tell us why, for some small businesses, this appliance idea may be better.
Okay. So, you know, the first challenge is managing and running this thing. And, you know, many small businesses probably out there have had the experience of hiring somebody to set up a server
right.
or help them with their IT infrastructure. And, you know, what usually happens? Somebody shows up. They got a box full of CDs or DVDs, and
right.
you know, you stick them in the back room of the back closet for a few hours, and
right.
they're flipping CDs and DVDs for a few hours, and you know, then they've got your server stood up. But the problem is they're back probably every 2 weeks or so for 8 to 15 hours.
Right.
Going in the back room again, restarting the thing, installing
CDs. So acquiring the server, and a lot of times small businesses, they just figure out how to capitalize the server. They think they're done, but the truth is the maintenance and everything can get out of hand, can it?
Oh, not only that. I mean, truly the maintenance is where the real cost is. And, a lot of solutions have to be patched. The predominant solutions out there in the market today have to be patched, updated, or fixed multiple times a month.
And those are done physically, right?
In most cases, they're done physically. There are technologies to do them over the wire. But the thing you got to keep in mind, when you think about how software is built today, is that every instance, whether it be your laptop or your desktop or your server, is almost a unique version of that software because although it all starts off the same, you've patched it and updated it and applied Band-Aids to it over the course of history,
mm-hmm.
which means, you can have any number of variants out there, right? So the problem is that this quickly becomes a very customized thing.
Right.
And it's complicated because it's hardware, it's software, it's all these patches and updates that have been applied. And any one of those things goes wrong, your server's not working.
And how does the appliance solve that problem?
Well, a couple of ways. So first of all, to think about an appliance, the best analog I can give you is to think about your cable TV box.
Right.
Now most people don't realize this.
Right.
But, in most cases, especially if you've got a digital video recorder or
right.
a TiVo.
Right. It gets updated.
Not only does it get updated, that is actually an appliance.
Yes.
That is a Linux-based server
mm-hmm.
that's running in your house.
Right.
Now, but of course you don't interact with it. It's just a box
right.
that you flip the
right.
channels on. Well, the same thing can be done in a small business IT environment. So what our appliance is, it has no monitor. It has no keyboard. It is literally a black box that you plug it in, turn it on, and it provides a set of functionality. But here's the most important point. When it needs to get updated, when it needs to get patched, when things need to get applied to it,
certain
it all
levels
happens
of maintenance.
Over the wire. It all gets maintained over the wire.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody showing up to your office to go in the back room and flip CDs. In fact, it doesn't even have a CD drive.
Hmm. Wow. And so it comes with what it needs, and whatever it needs further gets updated over the internet.
Right. But there's one other piece of this, Jim.
Quick, got 30 seconds.
Okay. When software is built today, it has to be built for the masses, not built for a single installation with one
right.
set of drivers and capabilities.
Right.
That means software today is enormous. You got all these things in it
right.
that can go wrong.
Right.
In an appliance, it's a single instance. And only those things that are needed on that appliance are loaded on that appliance. So there's far less that can go wrong.
I see. But the devices and the way you can find out more about it is Lotus Foundations, right?
Yes, and I'll actually give you a website here after the break.
Go ahead. We have to wrap it up. LotusFoundations.com, isn't it?
Yes, so you can go to LotusFoundations.com, or you can go, in fact, if you go out today to www.ibm.com/Lotus/Foundations, you'll even see a special offer you can take advantage of.
How about that, folks? Check that out. This is very interesting, folks. I think you'll like what you see when you go check that out. Hey, will you come back another day, Caleb? We've enjoyed this. We need to learn more from you about this.
I would love to, Jim.
Thanks, Caleb. Caleb Barlow, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.